To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I think it's probably too early to say one way or the other whether this FBI raid is going to help Trump if he runs for the White House in 2024. But it is a question that people are asking now, and with good reason, because what is already obvious is that this gives Trump relevance again. Because all of a sudden he's back in the news and he's playing his old familiar role of being a victim again, at least according to him. And in this case, a victim of a, quote, corrupt system and a witch hunt, as he says. Now, you and I might see it a little differently, right? We might look at the situation. We might see Trump as the author of his own misfortune. Because, I mean, he was the one reportedly flushing official documents down the toilet and taking boxes of the stuff to Mar-a-Lago when it should never have gone there. And we might think no one's above the law, including and especially ex-presidents. But that's not what he is telling his supporters, and that is not what his supporters think. And Trump has already very masterfully portrayed himself as the victim of a witch hunt, which he claims is evidence that everyone in the swamp is corrupt, and which in his version of reality requires him to go in and drain it. But to drain it, he needs to be re-elected. And that is why he's relevant again. Now, it doesn't help that he's actually being targeted politically, potentially, right? Because there are actually two probes going on here at the same time. So you've got the FBI one, but at the very same time, you've now got the New York one where he pleaded the fifth. The FBI one is looking for evidence that he removed classified documents, and you'd have to give the FBI the benefit of the doubt that this is not politically motivated. But the one in New York, which is a fraud one, you can't be so sure about whether there's political motivations, because it is being run by the Attorney General, Letitia James, who is a Democrat. And the thing about Trump is he's not actually totally irrelevant, like many of us might think he is. So the last few weeks have shown this. A whole bunch of his candidates that he endorsed for various offices have actually won their races. And most of the 10 Republican members of Congress who voted to impeach him have either retired or lost. That says a lot. Now, the FBI obviously has a job to do, and if Trump's done wrong, he should be held to account. But still, we are all wondering if it is just the thing that he needs to ramp up his political machine again, aren't we?